A working group has been brainstorming ideas about how to establish seasonal weekend passenger rail service from the Berkshires to New York City. Reestablishing the long dormant route has been a talking point for residents and public officials alike for many years. WAMC spoke with Eddie Sporn, a consultant for the Berkshire Flyer Working Group.
It seems fairly likely that the service is going to be run by Amtrak, and that's because in order to operate passenger trains on a freight railroad, and CSX owns all of the track or most of the track that the Berkshire Fly would run on, the freight railroad CSX would have to grant permission for an operator, and Amtrak is the only passenger operator with basically a right to operate on any of the freight railroads. That goes back to federal legislation that was passed back in the 1970s. So if it's not Amtrak, it will be a much longer and more arduous process to pick out what other operating entity could operate on this service. So if the route, one of the routes that's being talked about, the option of going through Albany instead of doing the cutoff in New York State, then you could actually take an existing Amtrak train that goes to Albany and extend it to Pittsfield.
So as you just alluded to, currently there's already an Amtrak line that goes from New York City to Albany to Pittsfield, and that takes just about 4 hours, sometimes with an hour or two layover. But the new proposed rail spur that would connect New York City and Pittsfield almost directly.
Yes, yes, yes. So the train that runs between Albany and Pittsfield is the Lakeshore Limited. That's a once-a-day each-way service between Boston and Albany and New York City and Albany, and then those trains continue out to Chicago. So there really isn't a direct connection right now. I mean, there you can take a train from New York City to Albany, and then you may have to wait hours until you get a train that will take you, the Lakeshore Limited will come in to take you to Pittsfield. So the thought would be that a train that currently goes from New York to Albany would then continue to Pittsfield. There's absolutely no construction involved. Technically, as of today, you could begin this service. So that's the appeal of sort of going through Albany as opposed to the second option, which would be creating a half a mile spur in New York State, which would require acquisition of land, whether it's by purchase or by easement, and construction, and that's going to take some amount of time. So one of the things that was talked about would be getting the service started by going through Albany, and then if it turns out to be successful, or if it ends up becoming a year-round service as opposed to just a seasonal service, then exploring the possibility of building this rail spur that would reduce the time by some amount, 15 minutes, half an hour.
So let's talk a little bit about that second option. Some of the things that were debated were whether or not additional stations would be involved, if there was going to be stops along the way,
right,
and how to get Columbia County, New York, which the new rail would go through,
right,
involved.
I did meet with the mayor of Chatham, and he's very enthusiastic about having a train station in Chatham. And I also spoke to a gentleman who is the head of a fairly substantial insurance agency in Columbia County, and he's also very excited about this. So there's clearly some excitement and some interest in getting a train station in Chatham. If New York State wants to put a station in Chatham, whether the line is going to go through Albany or whether it's going to go through the spur, then it's really up to New York State to decide what they want to do about this. Sort of Massachusetts really doesn't have any say into whether New York State should put a station there. It's really going to depend on the people in New York to make that decision.
That's Eddie Sporn, a consultant for the Berkshire Flyer Working Group. The working group wants Amtrak to price out the two routes based on potential service and ridership numbers it provided to the rail company by January. March is the group's deadline to report its findings to the state.